This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Even if we're challenging the governor, we are asking for you to inspire us with leadership and come up with a solution that will solve this problem.
UNO Student Government President David Teagle was one of several hundred college students who showed up at the Capitol to protest proposed budget cuts to higher education. First, they rallied on the Capitol steps with support from lawmakers like Baton Rouge Representative Ted James.
I will not vote for a budget that will reduce one penny to higher education. Yeah.
Then students testified before the House Appropriations Committee, telling lawmakers exactly what the proposed higher education budget cuts are doing to their college experience and their future. Morgan Miller from McNeese State.
There are certain courses that I'm no longer able to take because professors have moved on. I know of 12 that are not coming back to my university next semester, and that decreases my value of my degree.
Grambling's Eric Johnson told me he's supposed to graduate in December. Now he's not sure if he can.
Currently, we have no classes in the system, so right now you don't know what classes are going to be available.
Lily Bourgeois from Nichols State told the committee these are killing cuts.
This budget cut does happen. Nichols will only receive $4 million, and this is definitely not enough to keep the university up and running.
But it was UNO's Teagle who said students see these cuts as an epic fail on the part of lawmakers, reminding them it's their job to fix it.
No longer will we accept when a budget shortfall comes, we can only cut the budget from two places. The people in this building have the power to change that.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.